Quite unsettled with rain and strong winds. Alan.
Thank you, Chris. This is BBC Radio 4, where now it's time for the Shipping Bulletin, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505, today Monday the 13th of April. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, Fair Isle and Faroes. The general synopsis at midnight. Low Faroes, 985, expected 200 miles north of Iceland, 1001, by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira. Southeasterly, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. South Utsira. Southeasterly, 5 to 7. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty. South backing southeast, 3 to 5. Occasionally 6 until later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fourth, Tyne, Dogger. South or southwest backing southeast for a time, 2 to 4. Occasionally 5 until later. Showers, perhaps thundery, in Forth and Tyne, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, German Bight. Southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Fisher, becoming variable 2 to 4, except in northeast Fisher. Fair, then occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south 3 to 5, later in White and Portland. Showers, perhaps thundery, in Humber and Thames. Good, occasionally moderate. Plymouth. Southwest 2 to 4, backing south 4 to 6 later. Showers, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Biscay. Northwest backing southwest 3 to 5. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Fitzroy, Sole. South or southwest 4 to 6. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. South or southwest 3 to 5, backing south or southeast 4 to 6 later. Showers, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Shannon. Southwest 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7 for a time. Showers, then rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. South or southwest backing southeast later in Rockall and Malin, 4 to 6, decreasing 3 at times. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, East Faroes. Southwest 6 to gale 8, backing south or southeast 4 to 6. Showers, squally at first, good, occasionally poor. And West Faroes, southeast Iceland. Cyclonic, becoming mainly southeasterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 at times. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Now, here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, southwest 3, recent rain, 11 miles, 1005, rising. Stornoway, south-southwest 3, recent rain, 16 miles, 1001, rising. Lerwick, south by west 6, mist, 5 miles, 1002, rising. Lucas, south-southwest 3, 12 miles, 1008, rising. Bridlington, west-northwest 2, 1011, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west by north 2, 5 miles, 1013. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 1, 5 miles, 1013. Jersey, southwest 2, 12 miles, 1013, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by south 2, 1012. Scilly Automatic, southwest by west 3, 9 miles, 1011, falling slowly. Valentia, southeast by east 1, slight rain, 9 miles, 1009, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, north by west 2, 13 miles, 1010, rising slowly. And Malin Head, south-southwest 4, 7 miles, 1007, rising slowly. Now, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, strong winds affecting some Scottish coasts, mostly easing with mainly light or moderate winds elsewhere, as well as a few showers. Southerly or southeasterly winds will then strengthen from Monday night into Tuesday as Atlantic fronts bring bands of rain northeastwards, mainly into western areas. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwesterly 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in the east, becoming southerly or southeasterly 3 or 4 later. Showers, fair later, good, occasionally moderate. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwesterly backing southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, then becoming variable 2 to 4 in the south and later in the north, perhaps showery for a time, thundery. Good, occasionally moderate. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South 2 or 3, backing southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers for a time, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally moderate. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Variable 3 or less, becoming southeast 3 or 4 for a time. Showers for a time, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally moderate. From Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Variable 3 or less, increasing 4 at times, showers, perhaps thundery, fair later, good, occasionally moderate. From Northumberland to Selsey-Bill. Variable 3 or less, becoming westerly or southwesterly 2 to 4. Showers at first, good. From Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis. Variable 3 or less, becoming southwesterly 3 or 4, backing southerly 3 to 5 later. Showers at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable 3 or less, becoming southwest 3 to 5, backing south 4 to 6 later. Showers at first, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor in the far west. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southeast 4 to 6 later. Showers at first, rain later, good, occasionally moderate. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. South or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 2 in Cardigan Bay, backing southeast 4 to 6 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southeast 3 to 5, showers, good. The Isle of Man. South or southeast 3 to 5, showers, fair later, mainly good. From Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in the far northwest, backing southeasterly 4 to 6 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate. From the Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Southwesterly, backing southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. From the Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southerly or southwesterly, backing southeasterly later 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in north and later in south. Showers, mainly fair later, moderate or good. From Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. South or southwest 4 to 6, backing south or southeast 3 to 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. And finally, the Shetland Isles. South 5 to 7, decreasing 4 or 5, backing southeast later. Mainly fair, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. We'll join Farming Today in a couple of minutes, but first here on Radio 4, it's time for Prayer for the Day, presented by Andrea Ray.
Good morning. I was born in America, a place that has always come across as possibly a bit overconfident. However, I've lived most of my life in Northern Ireland, where people are generally quick to put you in your place if you boast or act big-headed. On this day, a year ago, Northern Irish golfer Rory McIlroy won the US Masters Tournament, becoming only the sixth person in history to complete what's known as the Grand Slam of golf. It was a lifelong ambition of McIlroy's to win the Masters, but he still calls golf just a game. Northern Irish poet Seamus Heaney never called poetry just words, but he did describe poems as stepping stones, a fairly modest analogy. Every now and again, he said, you write a poem that gives you self-respect and steadies your going a little bit farther out in the stream. Well, few poets went farther into that stream than Heaney, and very few are better known. Yet he was unfailingly down to earth and famous for his modesty. His death in 2013 at age 74 was a terrible shock to all who knew him and many who didn't. In the lecture he delivered when awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1995, Heaney spoke eloquently of his very ordinary childhood and humble home life. He quoted the work of other poets more than his own poetry in that lecture, unfailingly modest. Today would have been Seamus Heaney's 87th birthday, another stepping stone, if you will, in a life that continues through his poems, his literary legacy, and in fond memory. Lord God, help us to listen less to the sound and fury of arrogance and threat in our lives, and more to the poetry of modesty and peace. Amen.
Prayer for the Day was presented